Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Australia's intelligence agency has definitively linked Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard to anti-Semitic arson attacks, one on a Melbourne synagogue, another on a Sydney kosher restaurant, and apparently orchestrated via local criminal proxies. Joining us today is Dr. Michael Barak. He's a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism at Reichman University, lecturer in government diplomacy and strategy. Dr. Barak, thank you for being with us once again. Focus this morning is Iran and their expanding international terror operations, of course referring to Australia's recent revelations. So good morning. How do the recent developments in Australia reflect the broader pattern of Iran's strategy?
Okay, good morning and thanks for having me. So first of all, this is not a new phenomenon. Iran has been for many years, and also Hezbollah, have been exploiting and using local criminal organizations in order to promote Iranian agenda and interest, not only in Australia, but also in other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
If I may take you, for example, to 2012, there was a rift between Saudi Arabia and to Iran, and Iran wanted to assassinate in the one of the Saudi diplomats in Washington. So in order to do that, Hezbollah, who helped to Iran to assassinate him, Hezbollah used its ties with drug cartel, which is name is Zatas in Mexico. In Mexico, there is also a very sophisticated and extensive network of drug cartels and criminals that are cooperating with Hezbollah. And Hezbollah managed to take an explosive device from this Mexican drug cartel, Zetas, smuggle it to the United States in order to put this explosive inside a very exclusive and prestige restaurant where this Saudi ambassador used to visit in order to blow him, of course. Thanks to intelligence efforts, it was foiled, this attempt, but Hezbollah and also the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, they are deeply involved in drug cartels, for example, in South America. They are using the local criminal gangs to smuggle weapons, to smuggle drugs. This is something, a very extensive network. If I can mention also, for example, in Nigeria, there is the Black Axe. This is a very sophisticated and not only Nigerian criminal network that is working with Iran and Hezbollah, but also you can find its footprints also in Europe and in South America. There is a cooperation between those criminal networks in South America, for example, in Colombia and in Venezuela, that cooperate also those criminal in those places. They cooperate. They smuggle drugs to Nigeria, and from Nigeria they smuggle it to Europe. In 2012, there was also Iran used an Australian guy in order to blow up a bus in Bulgaria, against an Israeli tourist bus. Unfortunately, it was successful, and five Israelis were dead. So I can mention you a lot and give you
it's
a list.
It's also interesting that whereas often we think of people on the ground as being ideologically motivated, they seem to connect with criminal networks and get them to do this type of work, which makes it much more difficult, because in some countries where you do have a large amount of criminal activity, it can't be very difficult for the Iranians to fund that type of a network.
Iran, as you mentioned, is doing the dirty work by using the proxies in the local criminal networks. If you look in Australia, for example, there is also a network of Islamic centers and Islamic mosques. Most of them were built and funded by Iran, and they are the ones that are directing and are managing those centers and the mosques. They are deeply connected to the Iranian regime. After Qasem Soleimani targeting by the United States, for example, you could see in the Facebook accounts of those pro-Iranian Australian Shi'i scholars publications that eulogized and praised the action of Qasem Soleimani against United States, praising after 7 of October, praising also the actions or the demonstrations against Israel and praising Iran. If, for example, Sheikh Yusuf Naba, Sheikh Yusuf Naba is a very prominent Shi'i scholar in Australia. He is running the Abraham Islamic, the Ar-Rahman Islamic Center in Australia, and he has very good ties with the Iranian regime. He met with some prominent leaders in Iran. He is the one of the key Shi'i scholars that has been promoting the Islamic agenda, the Iranian principles, the idea of also resistance against Israel in some way, and there is also another thing that Iran is not only funding and helping to those extensive Islamic centers in Australia. Iran is also is trying to penetrate inside the academy. There is what is called the Green Red Alliance. That what does it mean? That there is a cooperation between Islamists, not necessarily not only from Iran but also Muslim Brotherhood, but there is a cooperation between Islamists and far left. Right. That have been cooperating together in order to incite against Israel. So, for example, in Australia, Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson is was a professor in Sydney University, and he's a Marxist. And he is like you cannot miss him. He's in every event, not only event, but most of the events. He was meeting with Iranian prominent leaders, with Hezbollah, with Bashar al-Assad regime, supporting their stance against United States, against imperialism, against colonialism, and against Israel. And he was and he established a cell inside the universities in Australia that its main goal is to incite against Israel and against the United States. So you can see that Iran is actually is not only cooperating with criminal gangs to assassinate, kill people, but also has connections inside the academy, links with the far left, not only in Australia but also in United States, in France, in Germany. So this very recently, actually, there were news about the exposure of one of the most dangerous criminal in Sweden that cooperated with Iran. His name is Rawa Majid, or they called him also in the news Kurdish Fox. And he actually found a shelter, safe haven in Iran.
Amazing.
He escaped from.
He moved
from Sweden to Turkey, and from Turkey to Iran. He found a safe haven in Iran, and from Iran he's helping to the Iranians to using his links with his criminal gang in Sweden, Foxtrot, in order to target the synagogues, and also the Jewish community in Sweden.
Shocking.
So Sweden exposed that.
Right. We do, unfortunately, we are out of time. I do need to go to the sports headlines. But Dr. Michael Barak, thank you as always. Incredible amount of information and painting a picture of the Iranian network and how they are funding terror through criminal activity, not only in Australia, but in other parts of the world.